Normally, I do my meditation at night or sometimes in the daytime when I have the opportunity. There was one night when I did it actually in bed itself before I went.
Yes.
So it was quite fast for me to reach that stage.
Yeah.
Where I, because my body went very still already.
Yeah. For you, it's very easy already.
It become very still very fast.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I was aware like all the thoughts coming in, coming out.
Yeah.
And I just bring my awareness to the words itself.
Yeah.
As I become aware of the words,
yeah,
something very funny happened, Brantio.
What happened?
the words cannot complete.
Yeah. Very good, like Sahadu.
It's just like the hot air release soup.
Sahadu.
the word cannot finish.
Yes, because you are passing through that phase where the nature is starting to transform your awareness vibration, become more and more fine and more stable to the Unisop Manasikara understanding, the stability. So once this happened, the words loses its effect. It's like the images all loses. It is something like you cannot hold on to thing, and the word loses its image. It is like you understand that word, not that image anymore. Means that real thing. Yeah. Like you mentioned, the word you use is like loses is what you mentioned something just now. Exactly. That is the way it will happen. That's why cultivator go through all this. People don't know one. Only cultivator will know. Sadhu to you, PG. Yeah, you continue to describe it. Yes, that will happen. Yeah.
Then when I was aware of it the first time, I said, "Hey, that's curious." Okay.
Yeah.
And I do it a few times, and it was very very funny to see.
Yeah, very amazing. Yeah. Never happened before, because the human being who grasps the word. Strong, that word can condition the emotion. Now you try to grasp at that thing, although it cannot happen already. So how is it going to affect you? You will start to experience all this, but always remember, this is when you are in a meditative state. Understand? That's why this thing can happen. It's for you to see, to awaken, to understand. But when you are back to daily life, don't expect this thing to happen. Because when you are back to daily life, the mundane mind start again. Then they will move again. So when the mundane mind move, because of your wisdom, you will start to understand why the habitual tendency that last time you have or human being carry, you have the ability with that wisdom and the understanding to weaken it. To weaken it. Then you realize the habitual tendency is not so strong as before. Then later on, one day, it becomes less and less. And then suddenly, one day, you realize, hey, no more. It cannot disturb you anymore. It cannot cause anything to you anymore. You not only cannot cross or cannot what. It just the way it is, because the understanding is so powerful that phenomenal world got no more meaning. Oh, then that instantaneous, spontaneous, unisop manasikara, very fast. Rupang anicang, pew, gone already. Nothing already. Rupang anatta. Then dhamma anatta. Then sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang. All become very fast, very powerful. And it just clear everything. Then later on, the word also no more. All this dhamma also no need to arise. It just understand. The nature just understand. And the thing cannot move anymore. That's why all this rooting out of defilement, the asavang and all things, the process that happened through the meditative understanding and the awakening is so different. Most people use Dhamma knowledge. They cannot understand. Then they interpret the teaching. Then they talk about the jnana and all those things, the 16 stages of insight. They go through all this. But the real happening is not like that. Of course, the description is there, but the real happening is completely different. Just like what I explained, the Dhamma sharing just now, with the Sutra Infinite Meaning, he used certain example like the nature get defiled. But actually the nature cannot get defiled. You will understand one. Because the mundane mind gets defiled, but the true mind cannot get defiled. That nature is always there, except it can be clouded. Means when the delusion, the wrong view, the sakkaya ditti, the mundane mind can cloud that nature, then the awareness nature cannot shine forth. But that nature never get defiled. And all this you will understand. But people who don't understand, they are being like conditioned by the Dhamma, the what we call Dhamma knowledge, then they simply use all these words and they contradict themselves. So those who know, they will understand. In reality, it's not like that. Like I give the example, they say Dhamma water, purify, clear affliction. But when you actually cultivate, there is no water at all. No Dhamma water, it's only wisdom, they're free. That's why all this understanding, as you go through the cultivation, you will understand. And it's not what people think. The analogy example that people give is not accurate really, not appropriate really. But for the purpose of sharing and teaching, they have to use this because it's easier for the cultivator or practitioner to understand the analogy. Because these are mundane examples which are very appropriate. Water dissolve and clear. We need to wash clothes. All the dirty clothes, water can actually cleanse and clear. So because of that, they use all this. But as a cultivator, you go through the transformation, you know there is no such thing as Dhamma water. Dhamma water is an analogy, a skillful means to explain all this. But the real happening is different. So like you go through now that transformation, that mind, which is the meditative mind, in stillness, silent, and in the meditative state, you start to experience and see all this, which is very good. The words, like, it doesn't have any potency or power over you anymore. It just like suddenly just like gone. So all these are very beautiful. Sadhu, Fiji, yes. Continue, yeah, you continue.
Yeah, Bertil, you know that I have this problem of insomnia. I normally can't. I nowadays I feel that with all my chanting and all that, I normally do before I sleep, I can now sleep straight about five hours.
Yeah,
very deep sleep, right?
Yeah,
very
deep sleep. That's why hardly any thought. Yeah, that is what a cultivator is. You have the ability. Most of the time, you are at the heart. And it's quiet, still. And that meditative mind hardly think or move or create any. There will be some subconscious or unconscious release, which is actually to help you clear all this. Then the brain will transform. A lot of things will happen. Sadhu, you will start to see all this. Very good.
Nowadays, in the daytime, I can see that we... so much more mindful, Brother Teo.
Your awareness is at a different level already. The clarity different already.
If I choose to be very aware,
straight away
I can feel the whole body vibrate.
Then you become very sensitive.
Very easily nowadays.
Yes. So you will go through all this phase. Sadhu, very good.
So when I do whatever work at the home, I find that it's very different.
Yeah, and, very different.
Brother, now I'm having conversation with my aunts in the kitchen.
Yeah, Sadhu, all this can happen.
I always tell them, can you please not come here?
And they listen to you. They will listen to you.
Because every morning I will clean my countertop. And every time I have to look out, where are the ants? Before I start to clean them.
Because of that mind, which is different, that love and compassion, that awareness. So it can actually give rise to this type of pure mind, pure energy. And the ants and all these creatures, they can feel, they know. Then like Dhamma, it show it to you that these are possible. But it will come to pass. Always remember, part of the way, part of the cultivation. Don't expect this to be always with you, like you can perform psychic. No, when it's over, it's over. Forget about it. Yeah, it's part of the way. Yeah, we are not to attach, cling to this special ability. Then it will actually cause deviation in the cultivation. Yeah, the cultivation is to understand, finish, that's it. Not to hold on to all this understanding and create special ability. No, that one will cause deviation. That's why the subtle ego will come back. But for us who understand, we will know. We will go through. That's why I always told Brother Song, always part of the way. Whatever happened is for you to understand, awaken, see, then develop the understanding and move. Yeah. Then do not hold on to anything. Whatever happened is already gone. The past is already gone. Future yet to come. Moment to moment, life passes by. We just live, evolve, move. Then everything will fall into place. The understanding, the experience, the beautiful Dhamma, all will be the living Dhamma within the moment. So when all this happens, the form and mind that go through this transformation and understanding will be very different.